sunny day here in Enfield. That was Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush from the album World Anthem and Requiem for a Sinner. And that went out to a certain number of people. We won't mention them again anyway. Probably only going to get, they're probably only doing all these things so they can get some free publicity on Telstar 1 when they get mentioned. I wonder if they are. No, we don't really want any hassles with them, but, you know, do unto others as they do unto you. And as they started hassling us first, what we're trying to pull our aerial down. And I think, I wonder what you would have done if you're a land-based pirate and somebody, another station came round to your house and tried to pull your aerial down. I wonder if you'd just sit back and do nothing, or I wonder if you'd take some sort of retaliatory, if that's the right word, action. I wonder what you'd do. Our phone number, if you'd like to ring up and give your views on that one, if you're a land-based pirate, is 01, if you live outside town, 804-1177, 804-1177. Our mailing address is 16 Brett House, that's B-R-E-T, I'm getting out of it again because somebody's just brought in some lager. Hello, hamster. Hamster's arrived. Are they cold?
Yes.
Oh, well, they're cool, aren't they?
Well, they're
moderately
so,
yeah. Oh, great. Oh, super. I'll have to split a tube in a minute.
Right,
have one. Hooper duper. Yeah, what was I saying? Halfway through the main address. It's number 16, Brett House, B-R-E-C-C. Brett House, Cooper's Walk, Cheshunt in Hertfordshire. I think we've got some more dedications and things coming in. So I'll just play you a piece of the Alan Parsons Project and suss this thing out.
Thank you.
the Alan Parsons Project from their second album, I, Robot, and Some Other Place, Some Other Time. You'll tell Star One, my name's Bear. Me and Hamster got nice little bear badges yesterday in Enfield Town. I got one that said, please look after this bear, thank you. And it's got a little patcher of Piddington Bear, or either a picture or a patcher of Piddington or Paddington Bear. Sounds naughty, doesn't it? And he's sort of looking through a... What are you looking through? A microscope, isn't he? That's right.
Bush hat.
Oh, yeah. I think he has. Yeah, he's got his little hat on and a pair of dark sunglasses and the regulation little Wellington coat. Wellington coat? I just said it was Paddington Bear. Huh? Right, OK. And you've got one, haven't you? Just says Paddington Bear and he's cleaning up or something. Perhaps he's made a mess on the floor.
Yeah, it's
yeah, great. Got a job on a council sweeping up, haven't I? Right, super, yeah. What else was I going to say? I can't remember. Oh, yes, some more. Let's give somebody else a mention. Now, the decoder's back. Come here, decoder. What does that say? That first on Rag. And Kevin in Leighton.
Request.
Oh, request.
Kevin in Leighton.
Okay, Kevin in Leighton. I don't know if you like Fleetwood Mac. There's a possible chance you might. And if you do like Fleetwood Mac, there's a possible chance that you might like the two new... American editions, or newish editions. American editions. Additions. Not editions. The two new American additions to the band who have been with them now for a couple of what, newish editions. Oh, crikey. Over and over and over again. Right, you might like them too, anyway. Them are Buckingham Nicks. Lindsay Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks is a girl, and Lindsay Buckingham is a fella. Funny name some of these Americans have, don't they? They released a solo album in 1973. Called Buckingham Nicks, and here's a track for it. Play this one for, who is it, Kevin in Leighton? It's, right, there it is. Stop waffling, it's Frozen Love.
Strong as me, and I may not care.
Buckingham Nicks from the album called Buckingham Nicks, and that was Frozen Love, and that was for any Fleetwood Mac freaks, and also for Keith in Leighton. This is the Eagles from the album Desperado and Outlaw Man, and we'll play this for any NCC members listening in today, particularly me and Lenny Hampster.
I am an outlaw, I was born an outlaw, son. The highway is my legacy, on the highway I will run. In one hand I have a Bible, in the other I got a gun. But don't you know me, I'm the man who won. Woman, don't try to love me, don't try to understand. A life upon the road is the life of an outlaw. Hit it for Oklahoma, I was riding night and day. All my friends are strangers, they quickly come and go. And all my love's in danger, cause I feel hearts and souls. Woman, don't try to love me, don't try to understand. A life upon the road is the life of an outlaw.
From the album Desperado called Outlaw Man. That was especially for NCC members all over the place who might be listening in today. If you like some free guppies, they're sort of tropical fish things, and you'll be interested to know you can buy those. No, you can have them for nothing, that's right. We're giving them away because they're being naughty and having lots of babies lately. Yeah, they bleed worse than... they breed worse than rabbits, I'm told. Anyway, here's something I haven't done for about a year or more since I've been off the road on my bike. It's Greg Allman, and he's doing a bit of midnight riding.
I got to run, keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let 'em catch me, no, not gonna let 'em catch the midnight ride. Thank you.
Laid Back, and that was Midnight Rider. You used to play that one at a discotheque we used to do, didn't we, number six, and Mr. Hamster?
I remember. Nice
and clean. Yeah, well, I remember playing it anyway.
I've
they haven't been in lately. okay, great. Yeah, if you'd...
Eh?
No, I didn't say where it was. Perhaps I shouldn't. No. It's somewhere very local to us anyway, in Enfield. Good pub that was, but it's not anymore. Yes, anyway. Guppies. If you like some guppies for your tropical fish tank, you can get them from number six.
Goldfish
bowl. Oh, in a goldfish bowl.
I made
oh no. God, that's terrible there. Yeah. Right, I'm not going to repeat that. It's disgusting. yeah, you get so many of them, you can even eat them in the end. You start a guppy farm. Great. If you like some guppies for your fish tank or your goldfish bowl or wherever you want to put them, you can write to Telstar 1 or T1 will do, because it might not get there and all that, you know. So write to T1 at 16 Brett House, Cooper's Walk, Cheshunt in Hertfordshire. That's 16 Brett House, Cooper's Walk, Cheshunt in Hertfordshire. Give out the mailing address again later on, so if you didn't get it down this time, don't worry too much. Our phone number, if you'd like to ring, is 01804 11 77. Some Genesis for you now. Two tracks from side one of the album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. And it's not The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, because Caroline always played that. I'm not going to play that for you.
The wall of death is lowered in Times Square. No one seems to care. They carry on as if nothing were. The wind is blowing harder now, blowing dust into my eyes. The dust settles on my skin, making a crust I cannot move. And I'm hovering like a fly, waiting for the windshield on the freeway. Thank you. children play at home with needles, needles and pins.
Fly on a Windshield and Broadway Melody of 1974, two from Genesis from the album The Land Lies Down on Broadway, and yet another one from Genesis in a moment. But before that, a Telstar 1 phone number, 01804... Can't say it now. Escapologist has escaped.
Oh, hello. I'm Hempster.
Oh, hello.
We have got our very own escapologist, actually. It's in fact Bear. Only the only thing he's ever got out of is buying around in the pub.
That's a good one.
Oh, I've burned.
Do you think Bob's still listening?
No, I think he's fallen asleep by now.
Oh, Bob, if you're still up all from Abbey, it's closing time nearly. No, I don't suppose he is he? No, I doubt it very much. What's that?
I think
it's
a neighbour.
Oh, it's, we can hear a friendly neighbour in the background.
Somebody can hear their stereo now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Must be able to hear their stereo. And not us. Words for thinking about there, you know.
Walking across the sitting room, I turn the television off. Sitting beside you, I look into your eyes. As the sound of motor cars fades in the night time, I swear I saw your face change. It didn't seem quite right, and it's hello, babe, with your guardian hand so beautiful. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true? Coming closer with our eyes, a distance falls around our bodies. Out in the garden, the moon seems very bright. Six saintly shrouded men move across the lawn slowly. The seventh walks in front with a cross held high in hand. And it's supper's waiting for you. Hey, my baby, don't you know our love is true? I've been so far from here, far from your aura. It's good to feel you again. It's been a long, long time.
Who looks after the farm with water. children of the West. We saw the host of dark-skinned warriors standing still below the ground.
From Genesis there, or a few from Genesis. That's part of Supper's Ready from the album called Foxtrot. And you won't hear any more Genesis from me today, I promise. If you like Can, you might like this one. It's called Money Shake. No, it's called Moon Shake from the album Future Days. I think I've had too many beer shakes, or milkshakes. German band Can from their album Future Days, and that was Moonshake. You were Telstar 1, mine's Bear. And next up, some Gold Earring, but before that we have a couple of little mentions for people. Someone phoned in, it looks like Store, but it's probably something else. That's a bale of straw phoned in from Welland Garden City, anyway. Anyway, if it was a bale of straw, the reception apparently is very, very clear and almost studio quality. And then under that it says T1 is best, so some of them must be pleased with what we're doing there. So thank you very much for that, whoever you are. What do you think that's in there?
Let's
have
a look at it. Store.
Dan. Oh, Dan. It looked like S-T-A-W, not S-T-A-N. Yes, Dan. Oh, right, okie doke, thank you very much. Stan there in Welland Garden City. Seems to be quite pleased with what we're doing here. Malcolm and Michelle in Woodford Green, they want a record. And they want some Floyd, so if anybody plays some Floyd for you later on, you can have that one for yourself. But if not, perhaps you'd like this one from Radar Love, the album Moontan and Candy's Going Bad.
Thank you.
stuff indeed. Apparently I said it all wrong at the beginning, as is my wont when I am a bit out of it. I've got the old Carlsberg special brew floating around again, so I expect you can guess. We're all a bit sort of merry, to say the least. 24 minutes past two, you were Telstar 1, my name's Bear, and that was Golden Earring from the album Moontan, and Candies is Going Bad. I think I said it right that time. I'll have to ask somebody in a minute, and they can tell me if I said it right or not. Okay, a record now for all the people who haven't rung up Telstar 1 today, who are probably sitting on their butts, thinking, shall I give them a ring? Shan't I give them a ring? I gave them a ring before. Well, perhaps you'd like to give us a ring again, even if you did give us a ring before, because we're always pleased to hear from you how well we're getting out. All the time looking for a greater range of Telstar 1. Possibly we're even going to experiment with certain types of aerial in the near future. But that's sort of something sort of a bit hush-hush at the moment, and we should get out a really whopping signal then, perhaps even over the whole south of England, perhaps, anyway, on medium wave. Also looking into VHF possibility, and we can also perhaps up the power to about four times our present power at the moment. So a piece of technical topics there for you, and something that may keep you interested in what's happening on Telstar 1, little tidbits at the moment. If you'd like to find out more on Telstar 1, then you can buy a magazine which is called Radio Report Magazine. It's on sale now from David Hudson, 15 Sandon Road, Vange in Essex. That's V-A-N-G-E for Vange. David Hudson, 15 Sandon Road, Vange in Essex. The cost is 50p, and either send cheques or postal orders. In a magazine, it's got reports on radio, legal and illegal. It gives music and disco information, reports on people running stations, their procedures, methods and views, and also you get a chance of winning an album of your choice. So there we are, a little or rather a large report, mention for Radio Report Magazine. And also in the first issue of this Radio Report Magazine, you've got a report on East London Radio and their accusations concerning Telstar 1. So a bit of scandal for you in the free radio world. Hello Sue, how are you?
Hello.
All right. Oh, you've stopped me waffling at last.
Good.
Oh, do you want me to read something out?
All
right, explain later. Right, okie dokie. Anyway, for all people who haven't rung up Telstar 1 today, how about it, eh? We're aiming for 100 phone calls today, and we're getting on for halfway there, but nowhere near it yet. So how about some phone calls from people who haven't rung in, eh? And a nice reception report for us. This one's for you anyway. It's Led Zeppelin and Trampled Underfoot.
Oh.
Oh,
the album Physical Graffiti, and that was Trampled Underfoot. The afternoon from Telstar One. That's Thin Lizzy from the album Bad Reputation and the title track. Great. Time to say hello to more people now. I try not to waffle too much this time either.
Great.
It's hello to Dave at Freezy Water, who apparently is getting us as strong as Radio One. Is that right?
Good, good. We're not an awfully long way away from us.
Oh, Christ, he said that with an Italian accent.
He is?
Oh.
Hello to Liz.
Oh, hello to Liz. Yeah, taking the telephone call. Oh, crikey, I've had too much of that homebrew stuff. What was it, bitter hamster? Yeah, it was homemade, not homemade hamster, it was homemade bitter. Oh, dear, dear. Fancy trying to get a homemade hamster down your throat. You'd get lumps stuck in there, wouldn't you? Oh, there's number six coming in. And he's come to say... who does? Oh, somebody wanted, yeah.
Okay,
it's recipe for our homebrew today that gets us out of it. So here is number six to give you the recipe for his homebrew.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you want to have a go at homebrewing, you can really make some nice strong beer, much stronger than what you get in a pub. It's rather cheaply. In fact, you can make some sort of really strong bitter for about 6-7 pence at the most a pint.
I should be interviewing.
Which is considerably cheaper. She's logging in.
You're going to
interview me.
Okay, this is Telstar One. It's rock music on a Sunday. My name's Bear. In the studio with me at the moment, I have number six. Welcome to the studio, number six.
Yes.
I hear you're quite an expert on home brewing.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that dinosaur one we've done? When you had your dinosaurs in your back garden, but you had your back garden concreted over,
so
they all went away.
Nothing,
actually, right, okay. Yeah, we've got number six in our studio to discuss the techniques of home brewing with us. Welcome to the Telstar One studio, number six. How are you today?
Awful, yes.
You look quite awful. Perhaps you'd explain to us the techniques in your home brew.
Well, you, like, You cash your gyro, didn't you? Then,
what?
Your gyro, you cash it.
Oh, yeah.
And you go up to a shop that sells own brew kits, such as Boots or some chemist. And a good one's Tom Caxton's or Boots. You can get like a 40 pint kit, then you take it home, like, and just follow instructions. But instead of making 40 pints, you only make 30, and you put at least twice the amount of sugar in, they state. I usually put three times the amount in. You put three times the amount in, it's rather strong, gets you a bit out of it. And like, you brew it, that takes about between 5 to 7 days, depending on how warm your loo is. And then, after you finish brewing, you just sort of bang it in bottles and that's it. And leave it for a couple of weeks, or in my case a couple of days, to mature. And you drink it and you end up like this.
Oh, great. I hope you got that down on tape, Judy, and I'll have to listen to that one later on. That was number six. Thank you very much, number six, for your discussion on home brewing there. What's happening about the magician? Has he disappeared still, or has he reappeared?
Yeah,
he's cutting himself in half at the moment, the magician. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a man with eight legs in the studio, the long-distance runner, but he ran away from us. Oh, that's it. Is that it? Is that the right way to say it? Okay. Some Deep Purple for you now, for people who don't like the waffling on Tell Us Someone, who like the music, and a track called Drifter from their album Come Taste the Band.